And I'm Claudia Marshall in Studio A with Gary Loris. Welcome back.
Thank you.
It's nice to see you.
It's great to be here.
Nice to have
Wherever
a solo record from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I try. I do what I can with what's God gave me.
He says modestly. You know, I was thinking that very few people make their records alone in a room by themselves, but this is certainly billed as a solo record. Talk a little bit about the process of making Vagabonds as opposed to making a quote-unquote band record.
Well, it really wasn't me alone in a room. Otto, my friend over here from the band Vetiver, was there with me, and along with a group of musicians. You know, we had a great group of guys, and so even though it's a solo record, it was still a kind of a group effort.
You know, I get the feeling, just as I look back at the work you've done over the years, not only with the Jayhawks, but at the many projects you've been involved in, and I get the feeling that you really do like to collaborate with others. I'm looking at this long, long list of other people's records that you've either played guitar on or you've sung backup on, and if my web research is correct, it's everybody from Lucinda Williams to John Hiatt to Counting Crows, Soul Asylum, of course, Golden Smog. So you seem to have a lot of friends.
Yeah, I'm kind of a popular guy. I think I kind of I got the reputation of having a little bit of the golden touch with whatever I played on, except for my own stuff, maybe. But you know. I was a little bit of the ringer there for a while, or the little pet. But, yeah, I know a lot of people, you know. It's over the years. I've just gotten to know a lot of really great musicians who turn out to be really cool people.
And I see you've been doing a good bit of producing recently with...
A bit. You know, it's all... the Sadies are kind of... one of my favorites, and that's been a really cool thing.
That's a fun project.
We're doing some more, yeah, because those guys are characters, and they, along with Vetiver, the Sadies are one of my favorite.
And Sarah Lee Guthrie.
Sarah Lee and Johnny.
Johnny. Irene.
And I think there's a couple other things coming down the pike, but yeah, the Sadies are up for a Juno. We're going to see whether that's the equivalent of a Grammy there,
right.
So we're excited about that and doing more work with them, so...
So why don't we dig into this new record, Vagabonds, and perhaps you'll start with a song.
Okay. We would love to. Right?
Yes.
Vetiver?
Very much.
Yes. Right? Drummer? Bass player?
We're in Studio A with Gary Loris today.
Over.
and their thorns rumble where they lay, revealing sparkling secrets. Old you would bring happiness, your absence sorrow.
Gary Louris.
Wow, that's hot. That's up high.
That
this
is
early
a high note.
In the day. We're all like,
that's up high.
And you know, it's funny too, because I've listened to your records for many years. I've seen you perform live. But it's only now that I'm sitting, you know, an arm's length away from you that I'm realizing that your voice is really way up there.
It can get up there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking like alto range.
Yeah, it's up there.
It's funny, too, because whenever I play, there's this particular Jayhawk song that I play fairly frequently on the radio. And I always think, boy, does he regret writing that song in that particular way, because you got to hit that.
Yeah, well, I thought about
it. You know the song I'm talking about?
Well, Blue is one.
That's the one.
That's the one, and I've just recently, in the last year, learned how to sing better so that I can play it at a radio show in the morning by myself if I have to.
Wow.
But for a while I had a hard time, and it was just not, because my voice is very high, sometimes I have a hard time letting go and going into falsetto, because I think my brain's saying, well, you can do it in normal voice, but my father-in-law is a theater director kind of guy, and
really?
A music voice teacher, so he gave me some tips, which have really helped.
Like working from the diaphragm and that kind of
Just kind of letting go and almost bypassing your throat and getting into the, you know, without getting too technical.
Yeah,
just
but it's
just the letting go. It's all mental, really.
That's interesting. I can't tell you how many times I've wondered whether you regretted writing that song the way that you wrote it.
I don't anymore. There was a period where I thought, I got to start planning ahead for my later years.
We're in Studio Way with Gary Louris today, and on the topic of you know, works well with others and shares his toys, you have Chris Robinson on board here as the producer of this record. Now, how did that relationship come about?
Well, I've known Chris since 1991, probably, when we were label mates on Deaf American, and kind of stood out from the rest of the pack, because the rest of the pack was like Slayer and Danzig and Wolfsbane and Andrew Dice Clay, and, you know, so we kind of tended to
stick together.
Yeah, we kind of hung out, we shared a room kind of thing.
And birds of a feather.
Yeah, with all, yeah, that's the problem with those band names like Jayhawks and, you know, Black Crows. Jayhawk spreads his wings.
You went there.
Flies soar. I know. anyway.
Flies
Chris
solo.
Is, yeah, I know. I've seen them all.
Bet you
come
have.
On, guys. You can come up with something more original. When did that come into fashion? The bad pun for every headline.
You know,
I think the New York Times is one of the few that doesn't do it.
Anyway.
Chris and I have been friends for a long time, and Chris just is, you know, I can trust him to respect the material, and it, you know, I didn't need somebody to tell him exactly how to make a record. I just needed somebody to kind of guide me through the material and
another pair of ears on it.
Yeah, and he, you know, he knows everybody, so he helped to find people like Otto and Andy and all these people to play with, assemble a cool group of people, and it just worked out well.
You know, and I suspect as I listen to the record, I feel like he maybe brought sonically to the record a certain sensibility.
Well, I think he and Tom Monahan, who's they kind of co-produced it, and I think it was just kind of there anyway. Just when people plugged in, we had a
boom,
a sound, yeah, right away.
Yeah, well, it's a wonderful sound, and I wonder if it sounds in the final product like it did in your head before you made the record.
It became bigger than I expected. I mean, originally I was going to make, this was going to be my really acoustic-y, you know, English garden kind of, you know, folk picking and, you know, sipping tea. And it ended up, you know, the band started playing and we started adding them into every song. And then, it turned out better than I expected, I believe, but definitely bigger than I expected, bigger sounding.
The sound is bigger. Yeah, I thought I picked out some kind of guitar licks in there that sounded Black Crows-esque to me. And I don't know if that's just my imagination. I thought I heard Victoria Williams singing on it, too,
which
I don't see her credited.
No. We did not. You did not hear that. Or any Black Crows riffage.
Riffage. No, so
that I know of.
Basically, you're telling me that I'm stoned.
No, that's maybe I just didn't. Maybe he snuck it in there when I wasn't there. Maybe he, I didn't notice it, but Chris is on it a bit, you know. But he was reluctant to get out there because he didn't want to feel like he was.
He didn't want to get in the way.
Yeah, he just didn't want to think like he was waiting to get behind the mic. But so we had to kind of prod him to get out there. But once he was out there, you could hear him.
Now I have to ask you, as a fellow Midwesterner, I'm from Michigan originally. But never in my wildest dreams did I imagine that there would be a great song about Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, here it is, a great
Omaha. I like
Omaha.
And it's really not about Omaha, the city, I think. So there's this guy named Skip Spence, who's, for some reason, I tend to be drawn to kind of crazy people, crazy musicians especially, and literally crazy, you know.
Okay.
And I don't know, he had a song when he was in Moby Grape called Omaha. So I guess it was just more about a place you go when you need something, whether it's music or a book or whatever. It's something that saves you. And I guess that was just my thought, was, you know, go listening to Skip, you know, at night, late at night. So
it's
not literally about the city.
Well, it's funny where some of these things come from, too. You know, you wonder as you listen to these songs, was he in Omaha? He was, you know, he has family in Omaha. Where, you know,
I used to be in a rockabilly band and way back in the day, and that was our big circuit. We'd go to Omaha and Lincoln. That was our big tour, you know. And
we
come back like, whoa, are we road burned? You know, just gone for like 3 days. You know. So there is some of that in there, some memories about that town.
Your garden, the salad days, back in the day.
Back in the day.
Gary Louris is with us in Studio 8 today. Would you play that song for
sure.
us, please?
You gonna count it out?
Great stuff. Omaha Nights, another song from the new Gary Louris record, which is called Vagabonds. Obviously not so much a song about Omaha as it is about something perhaps a little more introspective. And I get a lot of that on this record, songs about the passage of time or having to do with mortality, and certainly epitomized in that song, I think, by the line, "Am I growing old in the arms of..." How did you sing it there?
I sang it as, "Am I growing old in the arms of Leon Russell?" Because that's what some of these guys thought I said. So now I've just started.
So you
to
actually,
say it.
You actually now sing it that way. That's
I
great.
Do.
Well,
it's a little creepy, but and if you go to their website, They did a kind
Vetiver's?
Of a photo. Yeah,
oh,
Vetiver's website. They did a little graphic montage. Yeah.
Of you growing old in the arms of Leon Russell?
Leon Russell. Yeah, well, yeah.
True.
You're sitting on his knee?
I'm sucking the little youth he had left into my
eyes. That's why he's all white.
God.
Yeah.
All right, so the line as it is recorded and, in fact, written here is, yeah. Am I growing old in the arms of the wrong lover, gentlemen?
I know.
Same thing.
Same thing. Leon Russell. Wrong lover. Yeah, so... Yeah, so there's a lot of that kind of questioning, you know, fate versus, you know, making choices yourself and whether your choices were right and, you know, and just looking back and figuring out what you've done with your life and why you're here and all those kind of big questions, I guess, you know. Try to fit them into a little pop song.
I guess the good news is that the next song on the record, which is called To Die a Happy Man, the line is, and if I die today, you know I'd die a happy man. Because mm-hmm. there's a lot of this questioning and searching, and you're thinking, oi, Gary, you know, are you okay? Because, you know, we all assume that these songs are really
hanging.
All about you, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, it's all about me as a typical musician, self-absorbed. No, I'm fine. It's just that as a musician, you have a little more time on your hands to sit around and think and question and you know... think twice about things you've done and no, but I'm fine.
Good. I'm glad.
I'm good. I'm fine.
Just a little,
I'm good.
Little concerned.
Heavily sedated, but good. No.
There's some great rockin' sounds on this record, though. And it's funny that you say you set out to make a more mm-hmm. acoustic, what was it you said, Country Gardens?
Oh, I think it was more, I pictured myself in an English garden.
English garden.
You know, still the leaves are wet, you know, and you like, have a pipe and you're, you know, playing your acoustic guitar. And so that, yeah, it kind of grew into a little bigger thing just because Otto's so rockin'.
Yeah, so you're blaming the drummer for that? You're blaming the drummer?
No, it's just, you know, as time went on, it just the band sounds so good. And I said, well, why not use them?
As long as we're, you know, giving the drummer some and giving the guitar player crap.
Yeah, let's introduce the band.
Should we introduce the band?
Mm-hmm. Brent Dunn on bass.
Welcome.
Otto Hauser on the drums, his favorite kit over
Hello.
There. He's just loving. Looks like it's from a Megadeth show. It's a tough one, isn't it?
It is, in fact.
But it's here.
Yeah.
Robert Sanders Tripp, or Sanders as we call him, on the guitar.
Hello.
And vocals.
Hello.
And Andy Capick over here on the acoustic and vocals and the chumpetizations.
Nice to have you here, gentlemen. So, Gary, I hate to be rude, but I really do want to put a fine point on it. Are the Jayhawks over?
I vacillated a little bit.
Yeah, you did.
Because I have a lot. Because I just think, you know, I just don't know how I'm going to feel in 5 years. But I as a real entity that encompasses, that takes up most of my time, yes. If there's ever a chance that we're in a few years, we're like, well, it'd be fun to play a show. I think that. But as far as like recording as the Jayhawks, I don't think that's. It's just a lot of things people don't even realize. Like if we went back and tried to record as the Jayhawks, we would be gotten back to, you know, to Rick Rubin and American and everything that we may owe them, and we wouldn't really. We'd have to all of a sudden be back in that label because they own the rights to anything that's called the Jayhawks. So.
Oy.
So, you know, it's not like, hey, let's get the band together and make a record. There's other things that...
There's lawyers involved.
Yeah, I mean, but... And I think that at this point, you know, we have a nice setup where we... I can do my thing. Mark Olson and I made a record together. You know, and then he has his record, and then everybody's kind of doing their thing, and then, you know, maybe there'll be someday we'll go, I just don't know what I'm going to feel like next year. So that's why I vacillate. But at this point, it doesn't, you know... it makes sense, but... Maybe someday it will. I don't know. Maybe when I need to make some quick cash.
So you're saying you're going to cash
what
in
am I
and
saying?
Go
yeah.
out and play
well,
blue
it's
every
not
night.
Like a big cash in. You know,
well, the reason I ask is really, you know, the band was and is beloved, And I know that fans will want to know the answer to that question, at least on, you know, on some level.
Yeah.
And you must get that too.
I just say, I don't know. Yeah. You know, I've said no before, but maybe 2 years will sound like fun. I don't know
right.
how I'll feel. Yeah. So I'm refusing to paint myself into a corner, but it will never be the full on, like, touring 9 months a year and Aiken Records and that kind of thing. No, I don't see that happening. You know, at a certain point, you realize you're not going to be as big as you were with a band. I mean, it's very rare, unless you're Phil Collins or who's gone on to do better as a solo artist. I guess Neil Young did better with solo than with Buffalo Springfield, but it's pretty rare. There's a few.
Sting.
Sting
without the Police.
So, what were we saying?
The Jayhawks. Never
oh, yeah,
sing
you
ever.
Never. Well, the bands that get back together, I think they just kind of miss it. And then they get back together and they play a little bit and then they remember why they broke up, I think.
Yeah. Well, it is lovely to have you here with these fine musicians and
Vetiver.
A great.
Vetiver.
Vetiver. And a great, quote unquote, solo record from you. Now, I really
spread my wings, didn't I? Soared.
You soared as a...
I'm going to get them all out now.
You know what I want to say is you try being a music writer sometime.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you'll be
Maybe
doing
I
the
will.
Same thing.
Maybe that'll be mine.
Well, that could be your day job, you know, if this
I'd
whole
like
music
to write
thing
a
doesn't
book
work
or
out.
Do something, you know, find another
gig
thing to do.
Yeah.
That would just be fun, but...
Knitting is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not a lot of money in that. But we digress. I had asked you, Gary, earlier if there was a song that you couldn't get off stage without playing, and I had thought maybe it would be Blue or one of the songs from the Jayhawks canon. But no, indeed, it's another song that you're going to play.
This is one that we like. We haven't really performed in this manner, but we're going to give it a try.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Gary Loris in Studio A on WFUV.
Me, 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 me. So I always warm up. Me, 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 me.
And members of Vetiver, thank you so much. And that, of course, is a song from the record Vagabonds, the new Gary Loris record. And it is just a pleasure to have you back
thank
in New York
you.
City.
Great.
Come and see us again soon.
We will.